midday morning news. Major Abdel Salam Galoud, member of the General Secretariat of the General People's Congress of the Socialist People's Libyan Arab Jamahiriya, arrived in the great Soviet Union for an official visit at the invitation of its government. Also accompanying the delegation of those who have taken a pro-Soviet position in the Near East was Syrian President Assad, who was reelected for another 7-year term in a referendum held just a few weeks ago. Syrian President Hafez Assad polled more than 99% of the vote. Look on your map and have it pointed out to you where Syria and Libya are. Libya in Africa, Syria in the Near East. Syria more than any other. Presence in troubled Lebanon has brought about a measure of peace and been a buffer fully equipped by the Soviet Union. They have driven back the forces of Zionist expansionism and contained them from further aggression against the Lebanese people. The Lebanon right-wing Christian phalangist Prime Minister Haas government was forced to resign yesterday. It will likely be replaced by someone of the Muslim left. Whether this will be tolerated by reactionary circles such as USA remains to be seen. The Christian phalangists are a fascist party. The Christians are predominantly fascist throughout the world, have constantly been in power for some years, but their government has been unable to keep its coalition and Prime Minister Haas in Lebanon next to Israel, where the Israelis, Zionist, fascist invaded Lebanon territory and killed, as you know, some 10,000 Palestinians who were put out of their home when Israel's state, a natural state, was placed in an already troubled and overcrowded Mideast. President Leonid Brezhnev met both the Syrian and the Libyan representative with all sorts of accolades and congratulations from the Soviet populace. They assured them, the Soviet Union, that in their struggle for just and lasting peace in the Middle East, the friendly Libyan and Syrian people could rely on the invariable support of the Soviet Union. The USSR Supreme Soviet Presidium awarded the Order of Friendship of the Peoples to an artist that has been involved in Red Brigade activities. A very unusual stance the Soviet Union has pulled away from what many have called revisionism in the past. Revisionism is a doctrine that says it is possible to achieve socialism through gradualism and through social democracy through the plebiscite. Those who are considered to be consistent with Marxist-Leninist philosophy state that only change comes through with the bullet and not the ballot. Apparently, the Soviet Union is taking that position as it has supported the Red Brigade in Italy, financially, and its close ally. Look on your map for all of these countries. The German Democratic People's Republic, the Communist Government of Germany, East Germany, next to most modern state in the world, has offered haven and asylum to members of the Red Brigade, as also has the Yemen Democratic Republic, a communist government established in a predominantly Muslim area just beneath Saudi Arabia, the Horn of Africa. Be sure to know these places on your map for testing like the back of your hand. Everyone must write a full page about every country, every bit of news that I mention throughout the week. I will grade it personally. I will be evaluating it personally. All high schoolers must write 2 pages. We don't want too much about any little bit of news. We want something about every bit of the news. Stand by. Incidentally, the Red Brigade has thrown them a turn in Italy. Prime Minister Aldo Moro, who was executed by People's Court, when the capitalists who had been his benefactors for 24 years, as he had served 5 years, 5 terms rather, as the best capitalist in Europe, Prime Minister of Italy, but when it came down to him being in trouble, though as a young man in his middle 50s, not a finger was lifted to get him out of difficulty, because capitalists will sacrifice members of their own family, as President Carter did his nephew, and his sister did also her son, when they became just a little bit embarrassing to the Carter administration. There's no loyalty amongst thieves, and capitalists are thieves, so there's no loyalty at all amongst capitalists. It is, however, greatly revealing, and you would think shocking to other capitalists, to see a man who had served them so well as chief reactionary, almost neo-fascist capitalist, Prime Minister Aldo Moro, not even being worth the exchange of 1 political prisoner. His body was supposed to have been dropped in a lake outside of Rome. The Italian authorities and the FBI and other fascist police agencies of the capitalist world have retrieved a body from that lake, but it is not Aldo Moro's. In the meantime, the Red Brigade has struck 11 times again in killings of people involved in torture and capitalist apparatuses throughout Europe, or further abductions and arrests. The Red Brigade are giving valor and honor to the forces of Marxist-Leninism. Their position is that something will have to arouse a sleeping community. If it brings about a fascist takeover in the States, United States, or in Italy, or France, at least then the working class people will realize how evil and how ugly monopoly capitalism is, and then will form some kind of consolidations. This is a little shaky position in my mind for personal commentary in view of the thermonuclear war, but it is on the side of right, and I can see how the Soviet Union feels more and more pressed to do that which is morally right and correct, rather than that which is pragmatically safe to avoid the capitalist from being spoiled children, and in that attitude, dropping their nuclear hell upon the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. Stand by. An internal conference and an international conference on peace, security, and cooperation in the Mediterranean, sponsored by the World Peace Council, that for years has been pro-Soviet, took place in Athens last week. It was attended by more than 200 representatives of 38 states and 16 international organizations, including a Soviet delegation headed by Vladimir Bryunov, Minister of Justice of the Russian Federation. The declaration, if adopted, says the basis of a just settlement of conflicts and disputes in the region is full respect of the principles of sovereign equality, renunciation of the threat or use of force, inviolability of frontiers, and territorial integrity of states, peaceful settlement of differences, non-interference in internal affairs, and respect for national and personal rights. You will look at Cyprus, it is not clearly differentiated in the Mediterranean and should be marked under Greece, between Greece and Turkey. Cyprus and Turkey's Turkish regime, Turkish government, is a right-wing government that is becoming more and more repressive. In fact, for better than half a century, Turkey has been outright reactionary. As you know, they committed genocide against 2 million Armenians. Look around on the map. Cypriots are pulled away from the U.S. because the U.S. has become more pro-Turkish. Cyprus has been more pro-Soviet since Egypt attacked their Air Force base and attempted to invade them with commandos, but the commandos of Egypt were repulsed. As members of the Muslim League, the Palestinian Liberation Front, captured and executed a publisher, a right-of-center publisher in Egypt that had been pro-USA. But if you remember, those terrorists did not have the stuff that makes for guerrilla revolutionary activity. They became fearful that the plane would crash into the sea, and there some subsequently been executed because the plane captain, an American, or British captain, I believe it was British captain, coaxed them into coming back to Cyprus, where international pressure forced their execution. They were afforded Syria's refuge asylum. They were afforded asylum and sanctuary in Syria. But they refused Syria because they said it was too pro-Soviet Union or pro-communist. Religion is always an opiate and a deception to the people, and brought about the death of these two young men. They were filled with death, fear, or shocks, as you remember, and thus would not make a crash landing in the Mediterranean. At least that would have been some sort of stand. Soviet-American talks are beginning, as of today in Moscow, in a very charged atmosphere. As Secretary of State Vance warned the Soviet Union to withdraw all of its economic and military assistance from Africa. A strange position for the fascist USA to take in view of the fact that the Soviets have not one organization, not one, developing minerals or any resources of Africa. They work entirely through the fabric of the governments of Africa for liberation and to develop their countries. Whereas the United States has all of its oil companies, its tire, its big auto corporations, continually strangling every part of Africa that it can. Naturally, the Soviet Union paid no heed to the United States' admonition. But the United States is becoming very apprehensive about Soviet and Cuban results, such as the victory of the brave Ethiopian people. Look on your map, the Horn of Africa, over the Somalian aggressors, who are backed by China and USA and Egypt, and also their victory in Angola last year, and their victory of supporting the Mozambique Marxist Frelimo Front in its assistance of liberation in Zimbabwe. Note these countries. If you don't know them, you will be held responsible. Young or old, you will be held responsible for knowledge. The Assembly of the Republic, the Soviet Union, wound up its debate on the program of the new Portuguese coalition government and approved it by a majority vote. Last week, the opposition parties scratched that it was not the Soviet Union, but the Republic Parliament of Portugal. The opposition parties, including the Communist Party, voted against it. The communique on the plenary meeting of the Communist Party's Central Committee, held on the eve, said the composition of the government and its program did not meet the requirements of the present political, economic, financial, and social situation in Portugal. As you know, Portugal had a very strong socialist, pro-Soviet-leaning military that was brought down by pressures from the International Monetary Fund, an agent of financial manipulation that the U.S. has tried to use even on this country by getting demands from them before any monies are given. Thus far, Guyana has resisted all such aid, saying that they want economic assistance with no strings attached. Such a government in Portugal could not resolve the highly complicated problems confronting Portugal after overthrowing the dictatorship of Salazar, who ruled with a fascist hand. Look where Portugal is, next to Spain, on the east coast of Europe, the west coast of Europe, rather, As you know, Portugal was under the hard-handed dictatorship of the fascist Salazar for over 40 years, nearly 50, as well as Franco ruled Spain with the same fascist domination. And Spain still has a reactionary form of government with only modified liberalization of its laws to allow dissent for left-leaning people and members of the socialist and communist organizations. A session of the Liberation Committee of the Organization of African Unity opened in Tripoli in Libya. Note on your map, it is attended by OAU Secretary General William Atiki Mbuma, foreign ministers also of many African countries, and leaders of all of the African national liberation movements. The Soviet Union has funded this organizational affair, as USSR has consistently been not only the vanguard of Marxist-Leninism in theory, but in practice when it comes to liberation of all oppressed peoples. It is indeed the avant-garde of freedom-loving people everywhere. The Soviet Union has been consistent in her foreign policy, as we saw from the movies last night, consistent also in following collectives in the major industrial centers and agricultural centers. A return to collectivization, or communal living, is being evidenced in the Soviet Union. Indian organizations in the United States have been disrupted constantly in their march of protest across the United States against the authorities' discriminatory policies. A column of marchers that set out from San Francisco for Washington with the aim of drawing the attention of the American and world public opinion to the fact that the Indian civil rights are suppressed has drawn very little attention in the media except in the Soviet Union. The representatives of the United Mine Workers of America, negotiating with the employers of a new bargaining agreement, have turned down the preliminary agreement on the settlement of the dispute, which was drawn up a few days earlier by UMWA President Arnold Miller and the mine owners. The strike, which lasted 115 days, has been stopped, but there have been troubles, work stoppages, absenteeism, involving more than 160,000 miners. That should have begun a true labor protest against the injustice of monopoly capitalism, but it was sold out by the AFL, American Federation of Labor, and the CIO head, George Meany, some 86 years age, renegade capitalist, who has actually been proven to be funded by the CIA. He refused to give any of the slush funds, emergency funds, to help feed the starving miners, and they were forced to their knees as their children were in need of food and medical care, with very little of their demands being met. None on safety. They work every day with only 3 foot of loom on their knees or on their back. They live in conditions that cause, from the pollution in the air, their death at the average age of 44 to 45 years of silicosis, black lung disease. Tragedy of tragedies that only the garment union workers, one communist union in the Soviet, in the USSA, the USA, that's pro-Soviet, funded them and now have been charged with conspiracy as they tried to aid them directly with food. President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing of France, reactionary regime of France, right-wing leader that made it in by manipulations of the polls to be the next president. Many workers were not allowed off during the last election because they feared a communist-socialist takeover in France. But anyway, the president of France and Chancellor Schmidt, Helmut Schmidt of the fascist Federal Republic of Germany, that now calls itself the inheritors of the Third Reich of Adolf Hitler, met in Paris. Last week, they discussed a number of international issues, notably the situation in Africa. Economic problems loom large in the talks. Beside the question of balancing French foreign trade, the two leaders discussed certain bilateral projects. As you remember, France, in violation of President Carter's word, supposedly speaking for all the NATO allies, that there would be no experimentation and production of the dread criminal barbaric neutron bomb, France yesterday exploded a neutron bomb in the Pacific Isle, and now they've started another stage, escalated another step in the nuclear madman's race that will undoubtedly lead to nuclear war. And that's why we must produce with absolute intensity to get our people out of there. More people are coming in every day, but we've got to get them out in mass numbers and free them before the hell breaks loose that is inevitable to come. Madman cannot possibly keep peace when nuclear weapons are everywhere in everyone's hands. A lot of information has been coming out of the control of the moon on the water. We noticed that effect on people last evening. For many years it's been noted, its effect on the menstrual cycle of the woman, on pregnancies, at moon, the full moon, the period of full moon, certain types of babies being born. It has been a theory that being that we are 98% water, that we are affected by the moon as the moon affects the gravitational pull on the tides. And thus man is affected by this strange act of the full moon, its effect and course in our universe. And everyone was at such disorientation last evening, being affected. We as communists must recognize such extraneous, though outside, forces of nature that can affect our balanced judgments and keep our minds geared. Some have thought hostily of looking back. You should write about that. You should write about your conflict of being in a country in a project that has helped not only liberation forces here, but last week helped the liberation forces in Central America directly from our home base. You should feel proud to be here. If you have criticisms, quit being sullen and arrogant when you pass your leader and try to hide it. Quit forming close family accords and special alliances that we are taking note of, and unify yourself with a principle and get your mind out of your self-pity and morass and paranoia, which is a class consciousness enemy, narcissism, because when you are truly a zero or trying to reach it, you don't worry about paranoia. Just get our mind on what is going on and be proud that we have taken a decisive communist stance, a pro-Soviet stance. We've informed the government of our internal bond of friendship and fraternity with the Soviet Union. We told Dr. Mingo that, who was our representative from the government of Guyana, and he seemed pleased at our courage. He could appreciate our courage in taking a stand firmly behind the Soviet Union, who is worthy of all praise and honor, for she has risked again a war that could decimate her people, unless she indeed has LASAR technology, as Secretary of State Vance, USA, says she has, that can kill all satellites. They call her having killer satellite potential, killer satellite platform potential, and killer missile potential, which could only come through some type of laser beam technology. Nonetheless, the Soviet Union, before this breakthrough, has taken a consistent stand of brinkmanship, if necessary, to defend the liberation efforts. It's a brave act for a people that lost 20 million people in World War II, when Nazism and fascism was set up under Adolf Hitler by U.S. corporate interest and monopoly capitalist interest in Britain to destroy the Bolshevik or the majority rule of communist liberation in the Soviet Union. They were in feudalism when the revolution came, with no organization, not unified by language. They were back almost to the Stone Ages, but they bravely brought themselves together by many five-year plans that have made them the most modern state, the cleanest state, with the greatest provisions of social services to their people, the greatest form of representative democracy in the Supreme Soviet that governs them. Free health care, free medical care, free dental care, free educational care, free utilities, almost free rent universally, no cost for telephones, free allowances for milk, high standard of health and hygiene, beautiful recreation resort areas for all members of the trade unions. All workers in the Soviet Union have guaranteed vacations. All pregnant mothers have same. The humanity of the Soviet Union has proved itself in its domestic policies, and more so, it has proved to be the friend of international liberation consistently. And you have the opportunity to stand here and be allied and work towards that end. History will record our conflict and our contribution. In death or in life, we will make a significant contribution for world liberation. And you should come out of your morass, your paranoia, your self-indulgence, and thoughts of looking backward. I would like you to confess them to me in the office, because I have a very special reason. My intuition, my prophetic intuition, and our intelligence reveals to us that some have put themselves in a white mentality, not getting involved with black people, nor black children. You should make yourself get involved fully with the suffering of the oppressed. You should feel, not only in a general way, but take on personal responsibilities that will assure that you have a black third world consciousness. A joint communique was published in Tripoli on February 9, and again just last week, on the visit paid to Libya by an official Sudanese delegation led by First Vice President Abdu El Qasim Mohammed Ibrahim, Secretary General of the Sudanese Socialist Union, a pro-Soviet government. The communique says that Sudan and Libya have decided to resume diplomatic relations which were suspended in 1977, a breakthrough for world peace and detente, and expressed the wish to build friendly, fraternal, and good neighborly relations on a new basis. Stand by. Reactionary elements in the United States, Zionist fascist representatives of the Israeli aggressive regime, have tried to pull off a hoax on the American people in a film series copying Roots called Operation Holocaust to try to create sympathies for Zionism. And Israel is losing its support amongst the American people because of some of its aggressive demands. World opinion and our own conscience is horrified by the treatment that Jews received in Germany. We do not like to be manipulated, however, by media to try to get the American people manipulated into staking a stance behind the reactionary and aggressive Israeli regime that has proved its barbaric and inhumane actions against the oppressed people, such as the Palestinian Liberation Front around them, and their support in military assistance to the Union of South Africa. Look it up on your map in the southern part of Africa, southernmost tip, where concentration camps are formed by U.S. corporations, maintained by U.S. banking interests, where blacks have to be in by sundown and have a tattooed number on their arm and their leg. They live in virtual slave labor. So we are not very fond of Israel's foreign policy. Look it up. Please look it up. The recent visit of Australian neutral Chancellor Bruno Kreisky to Moscow evoked considerable public interest everywhere. In the course of his working visit, a wide range of questions was discussed and guidelines set for extending and improving multiform and mutually beneficial ties between the two great countries. The Soviet Union voluntarily, for the interest of world peace, freed Austria from her alliance as a buffer state between the aggressive interests of U.S. capital and their National Atlantic Treaty Organization allies, which include France, Norway, Britain, the Netherlands, Belgium, and so forth. There is a crack in NATO, however. More and more we find disagreements above the NATO alliance, which is about the NATO alliance, which is a nothing more than a puppet for the U.S. monopoly capitalists. The culminating point was Dr. Kiske's meeting with Leonid Brezhnev, Secretary General of the Communist Party, President of the Soviet Union, and Prime Minister of the great Soviet USSR, during which both sides reaffirmed their intention to continue expanding cooperation in the political, trade, economic, and other fields on the firm foundation of the state treaty which restored the independence of a social democratic Austria. Similar accords have been reached between the Soviet Union and Finland, as Finland, look on your map above Leningrad, has become a close ally of the Soviet Union. It's just to the north of the great vanguard of Marxist-Leninist liberation for all oppressed peoples of the world, the Soviet Union. Strange interpretations. Relations with Japan.